from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For the best wings in Memphis, you know where to go. That's our friends at the Wing Guru. Our man Billy Ristram whipping it up there in the kitchen. Locations all around Memphis. You can get it on your favorite door delivery app. Never been easier to get the Wing Guru in Memphis. Those premium flavors are what sets the Wing Guru apart. It's just the truth. What makes them top class in Memphis. The best wings. I like to go with the garlic sriracha, but football season is here, so good time to get that can't catch cow flavor. There's a lot. Get the Wing Guru today.
I love it. The Nashville hot, and I love it boneless. It's just the way I get down. And I said it earlier this week. Notice some of these chicken houses, a lot of them, they're now trying to offer you more of the boneless option. Right? They see the demand. Nobody doing boneless like Billy Richmond, the former Tiger basketball player turned chicken house entrepreneur. Everybody trying to catch up now. They'll never catch up to the 22 flavors because nobody can do it like Billy. And they won't catch up to his style of boneless. Again, you may like party wings, you may like full wings. I'm not telling you how to eat your wings, but if you like boneless, you're going to go to the Wing Guru. Get one of those 22 flavors. See which one is your favorite when you see Billy Richmond, chicken house king. Tell them Jason and John sent you.
Every day around this time, we do a segment called The Rundown. That's where we take lots of different stories around the world. We take them near. We take them far. Sometimes they're local. Sometimes they're international. All right? International. Global. You know, we do things on a global scale on this show, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the time that we do it. Let's do The Rundown.
It's The Rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Yeah, so back in the day, just to give you guys a little bit of a history lesson on the station and some of the greats that came before us, Eric Hasseltine did the show from 2 to 4. And what Eric Hasseltine would once upon a time do.
I know where you're going.
What he would once upon a time do is he would every single day, he would do a training camp. What was it? Merry-go-round.
Yeah.
Right?
Stopped in on every team, right?
You stop in on every team. You get a beat writer on. You get a reporter on, right?
Yeah.
So I can't do that, right? I can't recreate that segment.
Why can't you? That was a high standard. We should be trying to meet that.
That's his intellectual property, right?
It was a great thing.
It's his IP. But I miss it. So I can't do that. I can't do the training camp merry-go-round. Shout out to Eric Hasseltine and shout out to Ben Hogan. What I can do is I can bounce around some headlines. All right, that's what I'm willing to do. That's the task I'm willing to take on today. So let's go around the world here a little bit in the world of the NFL. First things first. Aaron Rodgers toured the pyramids and rode a camel last month in Egypt. All right, that was the big, remember the big stink about his absence and how it was excused or unexcused. He was in Egypt.
Yeah.
Now, there once upon a time, I was as a young tot. I was fascinated by Egyptian culture.
Me too. I want to be an archaeologist, so that was big in my world as well.
And the idea of discovering, you know, King Tut's tomb.
You wanted to find it. We should have worked together then.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely, you know.
Could have gone over there.
But then, you know, you get older, and then you sort of start to.
No, they would bury you with servants
right.
for the afterlife.
Right.
I found that fascinating as well.
And the embalming. Yeah. You know, and the...
How was it so good?
And the Pharaoh. And
it was so advanced.
The whole thing.
Right.
The whole thing was just, you know...
I'm with you.
Egyptian,
fascinating.
You know, the whole, yeah, the whole mythology, right? And then you get older and you realize that if you do want to go and see the pyramids, as Aaron Rodgers did, you know, you have to be able to fend off the scammers. I mean, have you heard about the Egyptian scammers?
No, I got older and didn't hear about all this.
Oh, dude, there's like, it's crazy. It's
so
like,
it keeps you from going? It's so bad is what
well,
you're
yeah,
telling?
Like they're very incredibly aggressive. Like
they're going to take you to the pyramids and what,
well,
what
no,
they're going to scam
no,
me?
You can't. You can't
go to the pyramids anymore?
Can't,
can't
no,
see the
you
pyramids.
Can't let them take you to the pyramids. You have to say
you
no.
You will not take me to the pyramids.
You have to be very stern.
Because if they take me,
they're going to shake you down.
Shake me down and rob me.
I don't know if they would rob
it's
you.
It's just
but,
a scam.
But so they have like friends. Like it's like I said, there's, okay, there's sure. this TikTok they posted this week of a guy that's there, and he's like showing the people coming up and like putting shirts under his backpack strap, and he's like forcibly removing it and saying, "I don't want this." Like you have to be like that, you know?
Yeah, it's similar to when you have to tell the Jamaicans, "I don't want the weed," or they will put it in
right.
your pocket and
right.
say you owe them money.
Okay, this is good because I'm going to Jamaica.
Yeah.
Later
as
this year.
As soon as you get off the plane. It's going to happen where someone's going to approach you and almost make you take their weed.
Well, I will.
And you will have to... No, no, you won't.
Or I will.
Or maybe you will.
Okay.
But in the case that you don't want it,
okay.
you have to be very almost forceful in your no. And when you do it, when you put a little conviction behind it, they will back off. But if you don't, bro, I'm serious. I've had it happen. The brother will put the bag in your pocket and then tell you owe him money.
Wow.
Yeah. So
That's
don't
similar.
Play. Right, if you don't, so similar in terms
yeah.
of the, but if you're prepared for that and understand it, just like now you have prepared me for Egypt,
yes.
I think I'd be fine.
Right.
Just going to have a very strong no.
I think you would have an incredibly difficult time in Egypt because you don't like telling people no.
But I did, but I've learned in Jamaica, right, when you need to do it, I can.
Okay, so
and
you,
so I don't think I would have a hard
okay,
time now that you've prepared me.
Okay.
Maybe in the moment I would have.
Do you think we should go do a week special in Egypt from Cairo.
Not if Aaron Rodgers is not there and he's already gone.
We can make it like a thing. We could be like the J&J special from Egypt.
Again, I don't know if people are going to – I don't know if they're as fascinated by it as we are.
Okay.
And if we don't have a sports thing to hook it on,
okay,
we're going to lose.
That's true. We're going to have to do it on our own dime. You know, there's a way to do it. We could bring our mics, though. I can set it up. We could do it through Zoom. But apparently, it makes sense that Aaron is the kind of guy, though, by the way, who was fascinated by Egypt, right? Like, it totally jives with his...
Everything we know about him. Dark place,
yeah.
ayahuasca. Usually does one of these in off-season where he goes out and does something that the rest of us can't do.
Yes.
Or can't understand.
He said, he said, I'm an adult. I knew what I was getting into. I knew the fun that was coming and also knew how much I wanted to be in Egypt. I wish there hadn't been a conflict scheduling-wise, but it was what it was. So,
my thing is, he's not as important as he once believed himself to be.
Well.
And to get back, even come close to getting back to that level, he's got to be on the field this year.
Interesting.
Like, this stuff matters more when you're a four-time MVP and you're joining a new team and everybody expects it's going to go well and maybe you're a Super Bowl contender. But when you're coming off the ACL... And really, your future's kind of cloudy. We don't know. Although a lot of people, including, again, USA Today, several are in on the Jets. They believe Aaron's going to be great. There's no promise of that.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, the more and more he declines or falls off or can't be out there,
yeah.
the more and more we are not going to care about his, you know, escapades, where he goes, the genius of Aaron Rodgers.
Fair enough.
Who only, by the way, has one Super Bowl.
He showed up to camp on Tuesday wearing a shirt that featured an Egyptian goddess. So
yeah.
he's really just leaning into this.
And Greeny was so giddy about it. It's just ridiculous.
Well, the standard...
It's not the same. I don't care as much about what he's got on anymore. He's not the same dude.
Is that because the Achilles?
The lusters, it's wearing off, dude. It's
okay.
Yes. How, naturally. Maybe he can get it back this year.
Yeah. I mean, I think the NFL is better when Aaron Rodgers is good. Don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, as opposed to spending all this time on
his off-season stories and missing camps have never mattered. They've never mattered, and they don't. They matter even less to me now.
Well, fair enough. So,
okay, yeah, I'm not saying don't bring up the stories. It's news every time Aaron Rodgers in the headlines.
For
news,
sure,
sports news, everything else. And listen, I think they're going to be good. The Jets are going to be good.
Yeah.
Remember, I was high on them last year with Aaron Rodgers as the former victim of Aaron Rodgers for years. You know, perennial. But. We'll see, man. I mean, remember, he said he was healed, like, what, 2 months afterwards? Yeah, I want to see it.
Yeah.
Coming off his injury at that age.
Look, I get it, though. I mean, the pyramids up there, like Stonehenge, like how? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How on earth?
You still hold him up there. I can tell. He's come down a peg for me.
You don't want to go see Stonehenge?
Nah, I've never been as fascinated. Did aliens do it? How did the, if it's not, well, I mean, how did we put the, how could if humans have done this?
25 tons.
The same thing about the pyramids.
The rocks weigh 25 tons.
We said the same thing about the pyramids and the way they're built. How could the Egyptians have done this?
Yeah. Right?
Pulleys and ropes. Are we serious?
In that time.
You know?
I mean, it's pretty mind-blowing when you think about it.
Well, then go see it.
Well, I mean, I'm...
Stop telling me I got to. I don't want to see Stonehenge. I was with you on Egypt. I don't have to be with you on everything.
Well, I know, but I mean, it's the same. It's like a cousin of the thing. It's like, well, you know,
but there's no going inside. You can't see the sarcophagi.
You can't go inside. I thought you could go inside the pyramids.
No, there you can. You can't do that.
Oh, you're
Stonehenge.
Saying with Stonehenge,
it's
right? Just look at the rocks, right?
It's a rock formation.
Right.
You can see it as you're driving by it. There's nothing to go in and see.
I think maybe if you walked up to it and got the scale of it, maybe it would be impressive. Like, I mean,
I'm not going to argue with you about that.
I think that's a fair. Thing to, I mean, it looks amazing. It's like, who did this? Anyway, I'll keep that for another day. Around the NFL, Trent Williams has been officially placed on the did not report list for the 49ers. Why does this matter? Because the 49ers are considered the class of the NFC, and when Trent Williams does not play for the San Francisco 49ers at left tackle, they are certainly not that. Mm-hmm. They are 3-4 in the last two seasons when Trent Williams plays. They are 32-12 when he does.
Wow.
So there's a clear, distinct difference versus Trent Williams on versus Trent Williams off. I think they will figure his contract out because they have access to that data as well. They're not stupid. They know. And if you know, I think it's always like, When you're an organization and you have a player that's sort of, you know, going this route in terms of not willing to play, I think you sort of feel them out a little bit. Like, how far are they willing to take this?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you see that they are willing to take it that far, you just have to capitulate. You have no choice, right? The Cowboys did it with Zach Martin a year ago. He got his money. I see no reason why the 49ers would not give Trent Williams his money here. Because, again, he is crucial.
It's just an incredibly huge difference maker for them.
Yeah.
They can't win without him. It's pretty proven.
I mean, it's just different, right?
Not in the same way.
It's a very different situation. Okay, Hall of Fame game is officially in...
Next Thursday.
It's a week from now.
A week from today.
From today. Caleb Williams is, I think, expected to play. They're kind of being coy about it still. Eberflus said, you know, we're still talking about it. We're still, you know, turning it over. But... I think the expectation is 45 to 55 snaps for Caleb Williams. So that could be a quarter. It could be two quarters. You know, it just depends, right?
45 to 55 snaps.
Yeah.
Not in a game, right? That's over the preseason.
Well, is he saying
that's for one game?
I thought he was talking about, maybe he was talking about the full preseason.
I mean, that's a lot of plays.
It was in the context of the Hall of Fame game, so he didn't necessarily stipulate.
Okay, I thought I saw that. I thought I saw that number, and I think in my mind I applied it to
the
entire preseason as opposed to one game.
That might make sense.
Because when I'm thinking about 45, 50 snaps, that's a lot of an offensive game.
I guess
period.
That's true, yeah.
Either way, you have to get him out there. I mean, that's some of those rookies last year played, and that's where their number was. They came. That's what I read, is that it was between that number of snaps for their preseason. So whether you're doling it out first game, like we said, the Bears have four because they're playing the Hall of Fame, or you're getting the majority of it in games two and three, you've got to get him out there and get him reps with the ones.
So this is what he said. He said, we looked at it, we're discussing it. This is the coach of the Bears.
Eberflus.
We haven't made any decisions, but we certainly want to get him some reps. I know the guys last year got 45 to 55 reps.
I read the same thing.
Right in that range.
Mm-hmm.
We're
talking about for a whole preseason, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I may be wrong, but I think he's comparing what the C.J. Strouds and those guys got last year.
Yeah, that makes sense, because 63 snaps is an average game, right?
So 100%, bro.
That would be. So, okay, so if you're doing 45 to 55, that would mean like he would probably play a quarter of the Hall of Fame game. That would jibe.
And makes then maybe, sense to me. Again, if you feel good about where your offensive line is right now from a health standpoint, because all that's got to factor in, you're not putting him out there behind backups and everything else, so you could lose him in those 25 snaps. But, yes, again, you will distribute it among these four games one way or the other, but that is they're shooting for the same number that those rookie QBs played last year.
Right. So that's the latest with Caleb Williams, is that, again, we don't necessarily know whether or not he'll play. I'm assuming Stroud will not play in the Hall of Fame game, right? I mean, that would be where I'm at with it. I just don't see any reason why you would put him out there. Although I looked and have not seen anything official from the Texans on that.
It's a good question.
Like, what would be the benefit for Stroud?
Well, it's funny you ask, because I would go back to, and I've told this to you, you've heard it from me, Matt Nagy deciding he didn't need to play Mitch Trubisky in the preseason after, what, a 12-4 double doink, you guys were at the house. He thought Mitch Trubisky's a quarterback in this league who doesn't need to play. Mitch Trubisky needed every rep, had not played a ton of games in college. You got one season off of it. A lot of that was about your defense, and it was a guy that needed to play. It's different. C.J. Stroud had a monster last year. I can understand if you and C.J. have met up and you've said, you know what, what's the value of this? How do you feel? Do you feel like you need to play? No, we're not playing you. I can understand making that decision, but he's also just a second-year guy. You know, it's just, it, you know, who is working in a new receiver in his offense in Stephon Diggs, an offense that was already pretty high-powered. Also, you got a new running back, don't you, from Cincinnati. Then you get Mixon there, too. We didn't talk about as much about that addition. It's a good one. Back to the point, you want to work with that. So, for me, yeah, I'd get C.J. Stroud out there. Now, obviously, a lot less than I am these rookie quarterbacks, the Caleb Williams, because he's more proven. But I'd want to see him for at least a series or two with my new offense.
Yeah.
In my new offense, throw it out there for a series or two, let him get comfortable. And my guess is C.J. Stroud probably wants to play.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
He's no Aaron Rodgers yet that's decided, okay, I don't need to do this. You know, you do have those cases.
But I think, you know.
But I wouldn't be surprised.
Very limited.
Yeah, he's got to be. I said a couple series.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, that's the big stuff from NFL training camp. The Rams lost a DB.
Starter last year.
Yeah.
He started 12 games last year. He was a sixth round pick, I think, but it ended up being pretty good for them.
Yeah.
And we were talking about their defense yesterday in terms of whether they can remain contenders.
Darion Kendrick, ACL.
Mm-hmm.
So he's out for the season.
He gone. Again, it's a corner. You know, it's a guy that I'm pretty sure you had penciled in as a starter.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you've already lost Aaron Donald to retirement.
Yep.
It's going to be tough for that Rams D to be as good as it's been.
Yeah. So,
in previous seasons.
That wasn't the NFL merry-go-round, and I recognize that.
No, but
it can't live up to that.
But I love that you went back to that. That was actually something I tuned in for, especially when he got around to NFC Central, NFC North, Hasseltine's old training camp merry-go-round.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Yeah. We used to have like all the team drops, right?
Now, how much of that was Ben Hogan?
I mean, a lot of it was.
Because I remember they would have time to talk about it. Fred Hogan.
ESPN's Eric Hasseltine Show now presents the 2015 NFL Merry-Go-Round. Presented by the Double J Smokehouse and Saloon.
It was a staple. We still have it, just in case.
That's the 2015.
Yeah, here's 17. Yeah, I think, well, I don't. It's not going. I don't have 17, but that was 15. Yeah, a little reminiscing there.
That was
as a listener, loved it.
I mean, Gabe actually is doing something similar to it because what we do in radio, as you all know, is we take the same bits and we just rename them different things. Whether it be rundown, the run through, the list. It's the same packaging to make it more
don't
palatable.
Tell them everything, Brad. We don't want to try to fool them, the ones we can.
I try to, but yeah, it's hard to fool folks anymore.
Yeah, the rundown is not. Unfortunately, that original.
The Houston Texans.
Yeah.
I know that a lot of people thought that this was the first of its kind. It is not. There have been some segments we've done that were, I would say, original.
What is funny is when, in my office, as you all know, sometimes there's folks that talk about their radio shows, and they're like, that bit, he ripped that bit off of me. And I'm like, it's the same bit. Renamed. I've had many.
Does that happen?
Often.
You've been ripping bits, bro?
No, y'all didn't.
I've never been in the office, and I wonder if people have accused us of ripping bits.
No, nobody's accused y'all of ripping bits.
Jeff used to do way back.
That's
in
my
the
bit.
Day, he used to do the. He used to have, at 10 a.m. before. This is before Harry. This is when I was still producing for him. He used to have the Take Five.
Well, I like Take Five.
Take Five was basically the rundown.
Five things.
You'd have five stories.
Yeah.
You know, now the rundown.
I actually like those because when you put a number with it, it makes it super tangible. Three things.
I like rundown because it usually is only one or two.
It's one.
Or three or four. You know, it usually doesn't go over four, but you just really never know. You just never, it's, you have to tune in to find out.
Yeah, you get, it's choose your own adventure.
It's a smorgasbord, you know, of great, a potpourri, if you will.
Yep.
Shout out to Ben Hogan. Shout out to Bennett Doyle, who used to call it smorgasbord.
Yeah,
that's what you know, we're
smorgasbord.
That's the thing about the rundown.
His was Borg.
We're going to bring you. We're going to bring you a collection of stories that may or may not matter. Right, that may or may not be relevant to you.
Well, they matter.
Egyptian pyramids, Stonehenge, scammers out there.
Eric was really good on NFL. Still is. I mean, that was a strong point for Eric.
There's no doubt about it. One of the great NFL voices of our time.
On this station,
and he's missed, but anyway, that's the latest in NFL training camp.
Next story.
All right. NBA said, go screw yourself, TNT. We're not doing it. They have made it officially official. NBA signed its 11-year media rights deal with Disney, NBC, and Amazon Prime Video. To Warner Brothers Discovery, TNT, obviously, their $1.8 billion per year offer that they claimed matched Amazon's. NBA basically saying it wasn't a complete match, and they've decided to go ahead and move forward. Obviously, Warner Brothers Discovery, which one time said we'll be just fine without NBA, not happy about this, and they've made that clear. We have matched the Amazon offer as we have a contractual right to do, and do not believe the NBA can reject it. In doing so, they are rejecting the many fans who continue to show their unwavering support for our best-in-class coverage delivered through the full combined reach of WBD's first video-first distribution platforms. We will take appropriate action. So we'll see what comes of that. Right now, it just means you got one more year of Charles and inside the NBA, Ernie, Kenny, Shaq, those guys. We'll see what happens. And again, we'll see what happens in terms of any litigation that could come out of this. But the NBA is clearly moving on. And, you know, with Amazon, they offer them so much more. This new Amazon package apparently going to include at least one Black Friday game, quarterfinals, semifinals, and championship game of the league's in-season tournament, the NBA Cup. Aren't they, in terms of these regional outlets, Amazon, you know, just seems more equipped in terms of the way we take in our NBA today, all the different ways streaming and everything else just seem more equipped right now to deliver services to the NBA that TNT cannot. New services, the kinds of services that we're getting in 2024. And so I say that to say it, and I've heard others say it, even if that offer was close or did match, it sounded like the NBA had already made the decision to be in bed with Amazon, thinking that that is the higher ceiling. And so I can't speak to how close TNT was, whether that this is fair or not. The NBA has made its decision. It's moving on. And, yeah, I mean, we've done a ton. Most of this story we focused on, is this the end of Charles and Shaq and Ernie and what happens? And even when Warner Brothers had decided, okay, we're going to go ahead and match, I saw on social media, everybody come back to the table and say, yes, we're going to be able to keep inside the NBA. No, NBA looks like it's made the decision that is not going to be the case, and we're moving on. It's progress, and we'll still have to figure out, you know, for some, how we're seeing our Grizzlies this year, right? Because many of the many of the platforms won't have Bally's. You'll still be able to see them on your Bally's app.
Yep.
But some platforms will not have Bally's, and so you'll have to figure something out.
Yeah, I think that's definitely
So as a YouTube TV person now, what do? I got to go to the app, Jason? I'm just asking as a consumer.
You have to buy the Bally's app.
Yeah, you're not getting the Grizzlies on YouTube TV.
So you have to buy the Bally's app. What's that cost?
Like
$5 or $6?
Is it $20?
I think it's like $20, yeah.
$20.
$20.
Yes. All right.
Yeah, so it's, you know.
But you've moved on.
Yeah, I definitely. Three months ago.
You switched to what?
Yeah. Actually, when John was on paternity, you convinced me. We're at YouTube TV. Yeah, loyal YouTube TV folks. Yeah.
Okay.
And the MLB, by the way, just announced today, related to this, they're going to have a package you can buy as an a la carte individual item to see, I think, a lot of these games, if not all the games. I read a story about MLB today, so I'm hoping that helps me with the Cardinals situation, because that was already screwed up, so we went ahead and made the decision we're going to YouTube, because I didn't think the Cardinals would be winning. Of course, they are now. But I think there's good news for MLB coming soon, too, with their announcement today.
So, but you can't get Cardinals on YouTube TV.
No, unless they're on one of those.
Unless they're on
an Amazon special.
I've seen
some Amazon specials. I've seen some Apple TV specials, although I don't have that. Or Sunday Night Baseball. Baseball's been screwed up worse than basketball, if you can imagine that, which is, you know, a problem. But like last night, I'll just watch a Yankees-Mets game. That's on ESPN. ESPN's package is decent. But Cardinals fans have been screwed for the last year, though, because they've been overriding them with Braves games on the Bally's.
John, I'm in a boat where I've got Bally's because it's DirecTV Stream, but now DirecTV Stream has gotten pretty, you know, they've gone up.
Money-wise?
In terms of what I'm paying, yeah.
What do you pay, if I might ask?
120. I have the most basic package in terms of the movie channels and all that. And then I only have it. I got off YouTube TV.
You didn't like
because
it.
Because they didn't. Well, it wasn't that. It's Bally's. I didn't have Bally's. I needed to be able to see the Grizz in real time. Remember, my super box, it comes in late. So that's why I made the switch to DirecTV Stream, which was cheap when I joined, but has gone up. And so now I'm in a boat where it's, do I still want to continue to pay this price that continues to go up, or do I cut that off and just get myself the Bally Stream, get myself the Bally's app? Because, again, I'm not in DirecTV Stream for anything except Bally's. For Bally's.
Yeah,
that's it.
It's $20.
And so, and I'm now paying $120.
Nah.
I don't have it, the extra HBOs, the Cinemaxes, none of it, because I can do that on a Superbox. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
So why now, how can I justify paying this $120 only for Bally's? The only thing that I'm still here for, really, is because I've listened to John and others say that Bally's app is shaky. Where are we at on it now?
Well, listen, I already, I don't know how many times I have to do this.
Yeah.
You know, I
know what you're about to say.
Okay.
But answer my question
for the
you said
average.
you're gonna give me the league pass. You can't do that for everybody though.
That's true. I'm not going to.
So for the others that are in my position, how is the bet, right, that want to get off of it, that are not going to be able to get your league pass?
The app is a nightmare.
The app is still a nightmare.
I mean,
you have to pay for that.
Well, sure,
$20 according.
Yeah, I ain't paying for it.
So I'm scared to cut the stream cord in this instance. That I'm only on for four Bally's to go to the Bally's app that may not work as well. See where I'm at? So it's kind of you're kind of stuck. I'm stuck paying this inflated DirecTV price.
When do I get to see my Grizzlies on an Amazon app like I've read about in this deal?
Next year.
So that's not. So this year is the only year. I got one more year.
Yeah, it's moving to Amazon.
I'm looking forward to that.
He won't have to pay anything extra.
Well, that I
surely
do.
He will.
So I'm excited about that.
I do think that has to still be determined in terms of the regional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't, because even though Diamond did file for bankruptcy, you know how bank. We're in it, bro.
Yeah.
And we're still here.
Now the checks keep clearing.
So I think that's
as long as there's a backer.
That's the part that you have to figure out, and I don't know that it has yet. That's the thought.
Yeah.
That it would be on Amazon, but I don't think we have full clarity on that. Yet. So, you know, again, I think this is just like, I think for the time being, like, you know, your playoffs, your those big regular season games, right?
Yeah.
Like, I still think that the regional properties, but again, I don't know that for a fact. I mean, there's no reason. I mean, there's not like Amazon has some schedule that they have to adhere to, right?
Yeah.
Like, they could just put it on the app whenever they want. They could just put it on Prime Video whenever they want. So I don't know the answer to that question.
It'd be great if it were rolled into Prime, obviously.
Yeah.
Because most people I know are on Prime.
But I will tell you this, that if it is, in fact, rolled into Prime, your Prime subscription will increase.
Of course.
So,
like $5 or $10, I assume.
It probably will go up $20.
Piss.
It will probably go up the amount that they're. I mean, because they have to pay for the.
That's still better than for me. That's still better to do for me than paying for DirecTV Stream at Bally's.
Mm-hmm. Like honestly, like
it's
I mean,
cheaper alternative.
The reality for me is, I just do not watch anything on YouTube TV that is not sports. Right? Like I just don't. I don't watch anything else. I don't watch. It's just I don't care. So if there's a way that I could do away with it and I could get the stuff I need a la carte.
What y'all paying for YouTube TV now? Because I've forgotten.
55?
I've been off of it long enough now.
Yeah, I think it's something like that.
You're still that low too, John? You who had it longer than him?
Well, so the reason it's lower right now for me is because you can turn your sports subscriptions on and off, right? Like your Red Zone and all that stuff. Like you can just cancel it and restart it at any time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Right? So that's like
that's how you keep it low.
$9.99 a month. I'll turn it on back when football starts, right? If I do.
Okay.
I don't know.
But both you it hasn't gotten to the point where it's 100 and something.
Nope.
It's cheap for both of you guys still.
I killed Comcast and got this. And now I think even with my Comcast or my AT&T is how I get HBO Max as a freebie. It's a kicker. Oh. It's a kicker, I think, for Max HBO through AT&T, I think. But it's all a mess, bottom lining this a little bit. I hate all this as a consumer.
Yeah, I got to streamline
it. It is so confusing and frustrating, and the money going out the door is hard to keep up with because you look at these subscription bills. Like, I have to continuously monitor this in my family because it's like these subscriptions are killers.
Yeah, so my YouTube TV is $72.99 a month.
Yeah, you've gotten a little higher in Brent.
I've got a $55.
But it hasn't done to you what DirecTV stream has done.
3 month. I think it's a three. I'm still under the 3 month, so it might escalate.
But it's
not going to escalate.
Oh, it's going to.
But you're not
going to
go up the
but
way
I'll take
DTV 70 stream
even,
is
I think,
up.
Versus what my Comcast was when I killed it, which was like I think $1.50. You know.
Well, that's the thing. Like I've called Comcast, right, and I've been totally honest with them.
Yep.
I've said, listen. The one I love the freedom that I can cancel, that I don't need all the boxes, that I don't need all the other mess to have, you know, television. But I hate with the fire of seven hells being 45 seconds behind the rest of the world. I hate it. I can't stand it.
Me too. That's why I had to get balanced.
I'm fine with that.
And,
I'd save money doing
and the reason is because I, like a lot of people, like will text me in real time.
Yeah, it's texting,
right?
And like, social media that ruins that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the issue.
Now, if
it
you
became
can stay
a
off
real
your phone, like that's obviously an issue, but like I'm on it quite a bit.
And so, and you're in that, you got gambling 100%. Reasons and stuff going
and
on.
And like, you know, I don't like being behind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I call, you know, Xfinity, and I'll say, hey, I swear to God, if you could just match what I'm paying, I'll switch right now.
Yep.
I'll switch right now if you could just match what I'm paying. And they always say, well, the best we can do is it'll be what you're paying plus 20. I'm like, why would I do that?
For
the privilege of having Comcast, for the privilege of having, like, you can't even match what I'm paying. Like, when you count, like, you know, internet and all that, right? Like, if you could bundle me, I don't know what I pay for internet, right? But if you could bundle me and get me to, you know, match, I'll switch right, and nobody can ever do it, you know. And it's just like, because like I have boxes, that's where they get you on them damn boxes, bro.
Right.
You know. And I think honestly, nowadays with Xfinity, if you unless you have that box hardwired in, they'll do the wireless, and I think you still end up being behind. I don't know if it's as bad as YouTube TV, but it's still I still think you're lagging a little bit behind, and I don't know if you are with DirecTV Stream or not. I assume you are because it's internet based, right?
Yeah, but it's the closest I've been to right on the money. In fact, I feel like I'm ahead of most of y'all.
Well, you probably are.
Yeah,
like
so. I've not, DirecTV Stream. It's been great in terms of, and that was the reason I need these things in real time. I can't get Bally's on YouTube TV, so let me make the switch. And yes, in terms of time factor, I feel like I'm getting it in real time.
Yeah,
I've never felt behind, so it's answered me there. It's taken care of me there. The issue now is that I'm basically paying for just Bally's, basically playing $120.
Do you get your NFL Reds or all the games on YouTube TV now, John? Is that how you're watching?
That's
the
only place.
That's
it's exclusive. Sunny Tickets exclusive.
How much does that cost if I want to do that this fall?
I think they have like a deal going right now, $100 off, so $250.
And for the whole season.
Yeah.
And then I see a tweet from you recently that said, I'd pay all that, but you did not include Sunday Ticket, right?
That's true, yeah, but it's only $250.
But again, but in $250 added on, mm-hmm. we were talking about seeing every game with the Prime, Peacock, and everything else.
All that other crap.
We talked about it when you were gone. It was, Pompliano had, it was closer to $1,000 to
for
see
every single
NFL
game.
Yes.
Well, let me say this.
To get them all, the Peacocks and
Peacock,
the Sunday Ticket.
I got
ticket.
with Xfinity Internet. I got that
for you.
Yep, so I got that one, too. Okay.
I don't know what the other subscription, Amazon I already have.
Yeah,
so, I mean, I have that for my wife
too.
And Prime. If you don't have Prime delivery in the year 2024,
see, I agree with you. That
I mean, you're gonna have that anyway, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's just part
of
the deal.
Okay, that's two.
I got those.
I mean, I have YouTube TV for, you know, I'm saying that's 72,
and they're charging for that.
And then I got Sunday Ticket, which is $250. I mean, I guess if you want to throw internet.
But my whole point is all of it now adds up to more than what we were paying when it was just DirecTV, when it was just the Sunday Ticket. We were starting
out, but that
was all we needed, right, John? Even with you getting a couple free, you're still paying more to see it all than we were when it was just a monopoly, when just Sunday Ticket was running everything. No, you're paying more now to see every game, and it's going up, up, up. I mean, yeah, man, you get off here, you get off there because you're getting a couple free.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, dude, we're still paying hundreds, and it's more than we were. It's going up.
Well, yeah, it's a lot.
You're not saving.
It's a lot.
The NFL is gouging us.
But it's the best product, so I'm willing to pay it. I mean, I will pay for premium products if I enjoy them.
Dude, we're all in the same boat because we all love the NFL, but my point is they're killing us. They have been for years because they know they can do it. They know we're addicted. They know we'll pay it. But it's more outrageous even in spreading it out and breaking up the quote. It's more outrageous than it was back then, is my point. You're paying more to see all of them.
Wow.
You
got
to have all these services.
Apparently, in the last 6 months, YouTube TV has rolled out a feature that you can now reduce the broadcast delay on your television. So I did not know that this was a thing. Apparently, it is now a thing.
This is why we do radio shows. We got somebody informed us here.
Yeah. So
how about that?
So the way you have to do it is select the three-dot more menu on your YouTube TV, select broadcast delay, and select decreased or default.
All right now.
So there you go. Who knew?
Again, you're not getting Bally's on YouTube TV.
No, that's true. That's like that's,
so that
that's,
so that part of the com. Yeah, you're just talking about the speed of your YouTube TV.
This is just
you
yeah.
ain't watching Grizzlies on it though.
Correct. Yes, I'm watching Grizzlies on my personal arrangement.
That you still haven't given me.
Well, I think after this segment, you're not getting it anymore. I mean, you got 3 months. I'm gonna hold over your head for 3 months. You know, I just need to see sort of how you're gonna be. How much of a friend will you be to me? You know, and right now I'm gonna give you a C. I'm going to give you the grade Kevin Pelton gave the Grizzlies offseason.
Okay.
You know, it could be worse, but it could be a whole lot better.
Okay.
I think you're kind of picking up on that. You know what I'm saying?
Keep your code, bro.
I mean, I'm trying to save you some real guap, dog. I mean, you know, it's just how much are you paying for DirecTV Stream a month?
I've literally said it over and over this segment. You're so worried about your damn speed and getting it live.
This is big.
$119, $120.
So, okay, and you would cancel it if you obviously could get Grizz somewhere else?
Yes.
Okay.
Including perhaps just the app, if it can hold up for me, if I'm just paying $20. Because, again, it's the only reason I have DirecTV Stream.
Well, again, the benefit that I'm giving you, or that I was going to give you before all of this, was that you could get in arena, don't even have to worry about the commercials. You didn't have to worry about none of that.
I do that. I can do that on Superbox, but it's late.
Right, it's
and
late.
Later than yours.
Right. I could absolutely sort of. I could take you to a whole new world. You know what I'm saying?
No, but it's not worth the price because the way you hold it over people's head, like you're doing them some sort of favor.
Oh,
like
it's a favor.
No, it's not.
A big favor. It's a $1,200 favor.
We have a little bit of a fallout. What happens then? You're going to pull it from me? Like, well, no, I'm not getting into that world.
Here's the reality.
You're going to change your code on me?
Once I give it to you, I can't take it back. It's yours forever.
No, you can. You can probably.
No, it's true.
You can't change the code?
It is not mine to change. It is not mine to change. Once I give it to you, it is yours to own forever. And I can't.
That's dangerous.
You can't.
Because you would have to really trust me. Because I could give it out. And if no one, you can't change anything.
It's not my code. It's going to be, it can be whatever you want it to be. I simply give you an email address.
Yeah.
And a password. But the email address can be whatever you want it to be. And there's one universal password.
Right. And so what I'm saying then is if I said.
I can't change the password.
I get it. But then what I'm saying is then if I say, screw John, he's funny about. I'm going to give out this code to everybody. Here, use your email. Here's the universal password. Then I am now, without your permission, spreading your code everywhere.
Well, here's the thing.
So that goes back to my point. You would really have to
trust
that
email address is not registered to anybody, right?
Yes.
I'll have to explain this off the air. I'm not trying to talk inside baseball, but y'all cannot have this. This is just for you. But once
you have to okay my email address.
No, I don't. There's iterations of a, there's like a formula. There's a formula of an email address that you can type in with a certain, any number, right? At xyz.com. Okay. I'm going to explain all this to you.
This is piracy.
It's not piracy at all.
You've gotten on to me about with Superbox. Sounds like stealing.
It's a program that is offered to the highest rank. It's a program that is offered to the highest rank of basketball.
What are you talking about?
I'm just telling you. That's what it is. So I'll explain all this off the air. Now that I know you seem more curious about this than, for instance, Stonehenge. But like Stonehenge, it is a modern marvel of the world. It surely is. But I will explain this to you all off the air. And hopefully it can save you a little bit of money. And you'll be grateful. And maybe go from a C to a B+. Remains to be seen in that regard. By the way, I mean, inside the NBA, just gone, right? I mean, that's the end.
One more year.
Well, it'll be weird, right? I mean.
They'll be counting down, man.
Yeah.
But it's done now.
Well, I will say that I'm glad they get that. I'm glad they get a year, you know, where we all kind of know it's the end and they get to sign off together.
Yeah, we kind of knew last year and it was more reason I stayed tuned in.
Right.
Because they were talking and joking about it even last year.
Right.
They were coming out even knowing they would have one more year, even if, you know, Warren Brothers and the NBA didn't get a deal done. So it felt sort of, you know, goodbye-ish even towards the ends of last year. And
right.
I was more tuned in because of it. Brad and I talked about it when you were out, and I think it will be even more that feeling, let's lock in. I was Brad and I both, we were staying up late to watch it all the way through to the end. They were bringing on special guests, really to just prove they had the best studio show when it came to the NBA. And, yeah, man, I think it'll be a lot of that next year.
Absolutely.
Because you will never – all those guys may move – you know, some of them may move on, some may not. It'll never be like that again, though. It'll never be – it doesn't feel like it with the way things are set up. Ernie's allegiance to TNT, it doesn't feel like it'll ever be the same.
Exactly.
You know, and we'll miss that. We'll miss that.
Exactly.
But you don't go to it for real, true basketball analysis either. So I can understand people who aren't going to miss it a bit.
Yes.
But for the characters is why – I think I was still invested.
Yes. Anyway, yeah, it's going to be the
end. Remember, that was my story now. Don't be tripping about this. See, you did a lot of the talking on story about the deal. Do you have another rundown?
No, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
We need to take a break. It's 12:45. We've been going for 45 minutes straight. I'm parched. Okay? I need a break. So when we come back, Jeff Coggs will join us at 1:25, and we'll talk to you about Memphis football, Memphis basketball, the Liberty Bowl, all that. And more. Stick around. Jason and John, are you trying to film me? Yes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex grid. The Gel Flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I know it's gloomy outside, but there's still time to get your free sunny summer getaway over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. One more week. 40% off all engagement rings, and when you spend $24.95 or more, you get three-night hotel stay in places like Myrtle Beach, Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Hilton Head, Anaheim, or Las Vegas. And there's tiers. The more you spend, the better it gets. All kinds of options for all kinds of budgets out of Robert Irwin Jewelers.
It's the best. Howie's got you hooked up here. I don't know how much more we can stress it. This is the best deal you're ever going to find when it comes to getting the right engagement ring for your woman. Don't worry, it's going to be perfect for how he's been doing this for, 40 years, his family. But here's the key, too. You only got until August 3rd to take advantage. He's going to give you the free vacation where you can pop the question. I can understand, again, you understanding this is a great deal. You're not ready to pop the question just yet. Yes, you think you got the woman, but you're not sure. There's a couple more boxes you want to check off. I'm offering another option. Buy the ring now. Take advantage of this. And I'll tell you why you can do it even if it goes awry is because Robert Irwin Jewelers has a 365-day policy. It means you can return it. So it gives you extra time even though you've only got till August 3rd to do this. Take advantage of this deal. Don't be stupid like me. Go to some big box store that doesn't care about you. Get that engagement ring. Then they're closing down. There's no reason to go back. Make Howie your jeweler for life. I promise you, it's going to be worth it. Five locations in Memphis and Little Rock or online at rijewelers.com. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Always at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
We're back. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN. Obviously, last weekend, we know that the United States was taken to the brink by South Sudan.
Yes.
And, you know, as a result, a lot of people who are probably unfamiliar with South Sudan, if you watched them in the World Cup last year, you know, they had been on the scene a little bit, right? But if you have, you know, been paying attention to the discourse in since that time, some of it has been not so nice about South Sudan. And, you know, a lot of it, again, I would assume is rooted in just ignorance about the basketball program that they have built. But, you know.
Some, apparently, yeah, I think we'll hear from in just the ignorance in the country itself, just in not just, you know, what they've done in basketball, uh-huh. getting their independence since 2011, but just, you know, sort of the history of of South Sudan, xenophobic comments.
Right. So this is what we're about to hear is from.
It's got both Paul Pierce and Gilbert Arenas comments that were sort of made in the immediate. I think maybe even some a little bit before the game was played, but Gilbert Arenas right after. You'll hear some of what those guys were saying. I was not aware of this until today. Take a listen.
South Sudan.
Yeah, I need to see what they look like, though.
Man, they probably ain't got nobody over 6'3". Bro, they got basketball teams out there. They even got basketball courts out there anywhere.
You stop.
And now we got South Sudan. No, look, this game we gonna play Langston Galloway, Michael Powder.
Oh, yeah, Micah.
They gonna play Nigel Davis. And we still gonna win by 30. They can put me on the court versus South Sudan right now.
Who pissed? I'm really not trying to hear it. How are you gonna talk about the tallest guy on the court is gonna be 6'3"? As if the tallest person ever in the NBA was not from Sudan. As if one of the tallest people in the
males almost lost to some Africans. Yeah, we almost lost to them. And the king had to save us. I know the LeBron haters are mad. We almost lost to them. The Ahi tribe. This is crazy.
This is Gilbert Arenas.
Up there. Come on, man. Cool Runnings. We're not supposed to lose to the Cool Runnings team. They don't even have shoes. They get their shoes from America. We got to ship them shoes. They don't even have.
So you see. Cross the line.
Yeah, definitely.
Although, probably expected from those two. Gilbert and Paul. It's not like we hold them up as afraid of moral compasses.
Right.
So I'm not surprised. Gilbert all seems to find himself in these kind of waters a lot where, you know, he's saying something that, and here's the news today is that he's issued an apology to Luol Deng, who didn't find any of this funny at all, obviously. He's the man that put this South Sudanese team together. And, clearly, he says he's not mad by the comments, but clearly you're frustrated by them. And yeah, he told him about it, you know, how ignorant it was. I mean, just the ignorance itself and Paul Pierce saying, and you heard the gentleman come on after him. I might have got it confusing there, but Paul Pierce saying they don't have anybody over 6'3". Well, this Manute Bol came out of Sudan,
right.
The tallest player ever. That's ignorance. You know what I mean? And so... And I said it to you, John, off air, and I'll say it on air because I'm not scared of it. I think it's true. Like I could understand, doesn't make it acceptable. I could understand more a white folks' ignorance when it comes towards Africa, right? I could understand that more just because you're not as informed, perhaps whatever else. Plenty of white folks know plenty about Africa, but my point is, I could understand that more than I can. African American ignorance about
right.
Africa.
Right.
Like there's gotta be an understanding there. And again, we call it like we see it across the board, white, black, whatever else, but there has to be more of of an understanding there of the history. And so I would tell you that black on black ignorance right there is uglier in a sense.
Well, so
because I could make a case where I could understand it more from whites who have no idea what they're talking about because they've never dove into Africa. Not that Gilbert Arenas and Paul Pierce need to be taking African history courses or that I would have expected them to, but I would expect a little bit more tact.
Well, yeah. So Luol Deng actually said something about this.
Yes,
he said, as for Gilbert's comments, they were certainly more
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.